You welcome to audio resource of Lifeline Bible Church. This message will birth the right thoughts, principles, and transformation that will bring you into profound intimacy with God. Also, set you on highway of productivity. Be blessed as you listen.
Shall we all bow down our heads as we pray? Our Father and our God, we thank you once again for this morning. Thank you, Father, for sparing our lives to see today, to see this week, to see this month, and to see this year. We could have died last year, we could have died last month, we could have died last week, we could have died yesterday. But Father, thank you because it has pleased you to spare our lives. And Father, we know there is a reason. There is a purpose for which you have spared our lives. And one of the reasons is for us to partake of this message. Therefore, Father, as you speak, let your voice ring out loud and clear in every ear, in every heart, in the name of Jesus. Let understanding be given to every one of us. Father, let every one of us hear your voice. The voice of you, our God, the voice of you, our Maker. The voice of you, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. O Eternal Father, let the reason and the purpose for which you are sending this word, let it be realized in our lives. Let this word make us better. Amen. Let it not be to condemn us. Amen. But Father, let it achieve your desired end in our lives. Amen. Holy Spirit, testify of Jesus in every heart here this morning. Amen. That if there be anyone among us that is not yet saved, Lord, let today be the day of his or her salvation. If there be any backslider in our midst, today, let such be restored in the name of Jesus. Amen. As many as are weak in faith, Baba, by your word today, let them be strengthened. Amen. As many as are discouraged, Lord, today, by your word, encourage them. Amen. That in everything, let the name of Jesus be glorified. Amen. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray.
Amen.
This morning, I am sharing the word of God on the topic, New Life in Christ. And I'm taking my text from 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17.
Won ma mu ese bibeli won jade lati inu iwe Corinthi keji ori karun ese ketadilogun.
And I believe that that is a very, very common and familiar verse of scripture for many of us.
Ele ibi ese bibeli yi je ojumo fun gbogbo wa.
And what does it say?
Ilo so.
It says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new.
Nitori na bi enikeni ba wa ninu Christi, o di eda titun. Ohun atijo ti koja lo, kiyesi won si di titun.
As I waited in the presence of God,
won tin duro niwaju Oluwa.
The Holy Spirit opened my eyes to see seven parts to this singular verse.
Eme mimo la oju won lati ri iha meje si oro bibeli yi.
And the seven parts I'll be sharing with you this morning.
Ipa ilana mejeje yi ni won ma pin pelu wa lowuro yi.
The first part is the first word of this verse.
Ipe ele akoko oni oro akoko ti bi eka yi.
And that word is if.
Ona ni bi.
If.
Bi.
If in itself is a conditional word.
Oro yi bi yi o je oro to ni akiyesi.
And it is usually attached to a promise or a covenant between two people or two sides.
A man so po mo eje abi ileri laarin eyan meji.
Friends, as I waited in the presence of God, the Spirit of God opened my eyes to see that the entire Bible we carry is a book of if.
Won ni emi mimo la oju awon lati je kre awon ori pe gbogbo bibeli ti a gbe kakiri yi o da lori bi.
And that book shows to us what God will do for us if we are faithful to his terms and conditions of his promises in his word.
O se so na ni pe ti a ba je olotito si gbogbo awon oro Olorun nigba na ta ba ba gbogbo awon ase ati ilana re pade a ma ri awon ileri to tun tele gba.
Yes, it is true that the Bible is a book of promises.
Ta ni pe bibeli je iwe to kun fun ileri.
And a lot of us as Christians in the past, we have always been reckless in quoting and claiming those promises.
Opolopo abi Christian lo je pe a kan ma gba awon ileri yi bo se wu wa ni a ma so won.
But the truth of the word of God is no promise is delivered if the terms and conditions of those promises are not met.
Sugbon otito bi oro Olorun ni pe ti a o ba ti ba awon ase ati ilana awon ileri won yi pade a o le ri awon ileri ibe gba.
Yes, God must have promised us certain things.
Olorun le ti seleri awon kokoko fun wa.
But let us remember that the promises of God are based on certain terms and conditions. They are defined by that singular word, if.
Lotito Olorun ti le seleri awon kokoko fun wa, sugbon e je ka ran ti wi pe awon ase ati ilana kan wa ti a gbodo kokoko kese re jarina ka to le ri.
I want us to learn this great lesson from the lives of two people in scripture.
Wala be ka ko eko nla yi lati igbese aye awon eniyan la la meji kan.
The first one is Eli.
Eni akoko ni Eli.
Please turn your Bibles with me to the book of 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 30.
Iwe Samueli kini ori keji ese ogbon.
And hear what God said here.
Eje agbon ti Oluwa.
He said, "Wherefore the Lord God of Israel says, I said," it was God who said this thing. "I said indeed that thy house and the house of thy father should walk before me for how long? Forever. I said indeed that thy house and the house of thy father should walk before me forever. But now the Lord says, be it far from me. For them that honor me, I will honor. And they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed."
Nitori na Oluwa Olorun Israeli wi pe emi ti wi ni tooto pe ile re ati ile baba re yo ma rin ni waju mi titi sugbon nisisiyi Oluwa wi pe ki a ma ri awon ti o bu ola fun mi le emi o bu ola fun ati awon ti ko kamisi la o si se alaikasi.
It is true that God promised Eli.
Otito ni wipe Olorun seleri fun Eli
that his house will always be priest before him for how long?
Forever.
Forever.
Be idile re yo ma je woli ni waju ohun titi lae.
It was God who promised.
Olorun lo seleri yi.
And God is faithful.
Olorun si je olotito.
The Bible says God is not a man that he should lie.
Bibeli ni Olorun ko nse eyan ti o fi pura.
And neither is he the son of man that he should repent.
Ko si je omo eniyan debi ti yo yi pada.
If he says a thing, he's going to do it.
To ba so nkankan a muse.
If God promises something, then he's going to bring it to pass.
Se Olorun ba seleri nkankan a mu wa si muse.
So how come that God promised the house of Eli that they will be priests in his presence forever, and God did not keep that promise?
Bawo lo se wa je to fi je pe Olorun seleri fun idile Eli pe won ma je alufa titi sugbon ti ileri na ti ko wa si imuse.
Eli and his sons forgot that the promises of God are based on certain terms and conditions.
Eli ati awon omo re won ti gbagbe wípé ìlérí Ọlọ́run dúró lórí àwọn ìlànà àti àwọn àṣẹ kan.
As we start the journey of another year, a new year.
Bí a ṣe ń bẹ̀rẹ̀ ìrìn àjò ọdún mìíràn báyìí.
Don't just quote the Bible.
Ẹ má jẹ́ ká kọ̀rùn máa sọ Bíbélì nìkan.
Don't just claim the promises of God in the Bible.
Ká má máa gba àwọn ìlérí Ọlọ́run nínú Bíbélì nìkan.
Remember that all those promises you are quoting, all those promises you are claiming, they are based on certain terms and conditions.
Ká rántí pé gbogbo àwọn ìlérí tí a ń sọ̀rọ̀ rẹ̀ yìí, wọ́n dúró lórí àwọn ìlànà kan.
If you don't meet with the terms and conditions of those promises will never be realized in your life.
Tá ò bá dúró, tá ò bá mú àwọn àṣẹ àti ìlànà wọ̀nyí ṣẹ, àwọn ìlérí yìí kò ní wá sí ìmúṣẹnú ayé wa.
Eli and his sons, they took God for granted.
Eli àti àwọn ọmọ rẹ̀, wọ́n ṣe aláìkà sí Ọlọ́run.
And many Nigerian Christians are taking God for granted.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ àwọn Kìrìsìtẹ́nì orílẹ̀-èdè yìí náà wọ́n mú Ọlọ́run láláìkà sí.
Many African Christians, we are beginning to take God for granted.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ àwọn Kìrìsìtẹ́nì aláwọ̀ dúdú ló jẹ́ pé a ò ka Ọlọ́run kún rárá.
We are living waywardly.
À ń gbégbé sí ayé tí kò dára.
We are living carelessly.
À ń gbégbé sí ayé aláìbìkítà.
We are living recklessly.
À ń gbégbé sí ayé bó ṣe wù mí.
But we are so religious.
A kún fún ẹ̀sìn.
That we run inside the church every time.
Tá máa ń sá lọ sínú ìjọ gbogbo ìgbà.
And then we begin to quote the Bible.
A wà bẹ́ẹ̀ sí ni máa sọ ọ̀rọ̀
Ọlọ́run. And then we begin to claim the promises, how be it the juicy promises of the word of God in the Bible.
A wà máa bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ni gba àwọn àṣẹ àti ìlérí ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run wọnú ayé wa bó ti dùn tó.
Forgetting that those promises are based on certain terms and conditions.
A ó ti gbàgbé pé gbogbo àwọn ìlérí yìí ó dúró lórí àwọn àṣẹ àti ìlànà kan.
God said to Eli.
Ọlọ́run sọ fún Eli.
Before.
Tẹ́lẹ̀ tẹ́lẹ̀ rí.
I have said you and your family will be priests before me forever.
Mo ti sọ wípé ìwọ àti àwọn ìdílé rẹ yóò jẹ́ àlùfáà wájú mi títí láé.
But now.
Ṣùgbọ́n nísinsìnyí.
I have changed my mind.
Mo ti yí ọkàn mi padà.
Because you have not walked worthy of my promise.
Torí pé ẹ ò rìn bó ṣe tó àti bó ti yẹ fún ìlérí mi láti.
Because you have not fulfilled the terms and conditions of my promise.
Torí pé ẹ ò tí mú gbogbo ìlànà àti àṣẹ àwọn ìlérí mi yìí ẹ ò múṣẹ.
I don't know whatever promise God might have given you this year.
Wọ́n láwọn ò mọ irú ìlérí wo ni Ọlọ́run ti lè fún wa ní ọdún yìí.
But please always remember.
Gbọ́n ká rántí o.
That those promises they have terms and conditions.
Pé àwọn ìlérí yìí wọ́n ní àṣẹ àti ìlànà.
God is always saying to us, if you do this, I will do that.
Ọlọ́run a máa sọ fún wa pé bó o bá ṣe léyìí, èmi náà ṣe báyìí.
So before you begin to claim all the that that God has promised you this year.
Ká tó wá máa gba gbogbo ìlérí tí Ọlọ́run ṣèlérí fún wa.
What are those things that he wants you to do?
Kí ni àkọ́kọ́ náà?
Before he will do those other things for you.
Kó tó di pé yóò máa ṣe nǹkan mìíràn fún wa.
Another person is King Saul.
Ẹlòmíràn ni Ọba Sọ́ọ̀lù.
And you will find the story of King Saul in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 13.
Nínú ìwé Sámúẹ́lì, orí kẹtàlá.
And verses 13 and 14.
Nínú ẹsẹ̀ kẹtàlá àti ìkẹrìnlá.
I want my sister to quickly read for us.
Sámúẹ́lì sì wí fún Sọ́ọ̀lù pé, ìwọ kò hu ìwà ọlọ́gbọ́n, ìwọ kò pa òfin Olúwa Ọlọ́run rẹ mọ́, tí òun ti palẹ̀ àṣẹ fún ọ. Nítorí nísinsìnyí ni Olúwa ìbá fi ìdí ìjọba rẹ kalẹ̀ lórí Ísírẹ́lì láéláé. Ṣùgbọ́n nísinsìnyí ìjọba yìí kì yóò dúró pẹ́. Olúwa ti wá fún ara rẹ̀ ọkùnrin tí ó wù ú lé ọkàn rẹ̀. Olúwa pàṣẹ fún un kí ó ṣe olórí fún àwọn ènìyàn rẹ̀ nítorí pé ìwọ kò pa àṣẹ tí Olúwa fi fún ọ mọ́.
Samuel said to King Saul, you have behaved foolishly.
Samuel sọ fún Sọ́ọ̀lù pé ó hùwà aláìlọ́gbọ́n.
This year may you not behave foolishly.
Nínú ọdún yìí wọ́n gbà ládùúgbà pé a ò ní hùwà aláìlọ́gbọ́n.
That is why I corrected all of you who have that bad habit of lateness to church. It is foolishness.
Òun náà fi bá gbà wá tá à ń pẹ́ ká tó máa dénú ìjọ wípé ìwà àìgbọ́n ni.
You are disrespecting God.
A ò bu ọlá fún Ọlọ́run.
You are dishonoring God.
A ò pọnlé.
And when your life runs into trouble, is it not that same God you will open your mouth and Pray to.
Nígbà tí gbèsè ayé wa bá wá bọ́ sínú ìṣòro, ṣé kò ń ṣe Ọlọ́run yìí náà láwùjọ máa gbàdúrà sí?
When you are sick, is it not that same God you will beg to heal you?
Nígbà tá a ṣàìsàn, ṣé kò ń ṣe Ọlọ́run yìí là ń bẹ̀ pé kó wò wá sàn?
When you need money, is it not this same God you beg?
Nígbà tá a nílò owó, ṣé kò ń ṣe Ọlọ́run yìí lábẹ̀?
Okay, if we need God this much, why are we disrespecting God?
Kí ni dé tá ò lè pọ́nlé?
Why are we dishonoring God?
Kí ló dé tá ò bu ọlá fún?
Why are we behaving in such a rude and foolish manner?
Kí ni dé tá wá ń hùwà ní hùwà aláìlọ́gbọ́n báyìí?
Samuel said to Saul, "You have behaved foolishly."
Samuel sọ fún Saulu, ó ní ìwọ ti hùwà aláìlọ́gbọ́n.
He said, "For now, the Lord will have established your kingdom upon Israel for how long again? Forever."
Ó ní torí nísinsìnyí Olúwa ìbá ti fi ìdí ìjọba rẹ kalẹ̀ lórí Ísírẹ́lì.
Forever.
Ti la ẹ.
This year.
Nínú ọdún yìí.
All of you that God has that intention to bless, may he not change his mind over your life.
Amen. Gbogbo àti Ọlọ́run ti pinnu láti bùkún, Olúwa ò ní yí ọkàn rẹ̀ padà sí wa.
Let us learn from the mistakes of those who have gone before us.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká kọ́ láti ara àwọn àṣìṣe àwọn tó ti lọ síwájú
wa. That is why we read the Bible.
Ìdí nìyí tá a fi ń ka Bíbélì.
The church is not a place for entertainment.
Ìjọ ò kí ṣe inú ibi tá a ti ń tún ṣe àríyá.
The church is not a place of having fun.
Kò ṣe ibi tí a ti ń ṣayẹyẹ.
The church is a place for every foolish person to come and to become wise.
Ìjọ jẹ́ ibi tí ó yẹ pé àwọn aláìlọ́gbọ́n kí wọ́n wá kí wọ́n sì di ọlọ́gbọ́n.
This year, may you be wise.
A ó jẹ ọlọ́gbọ́n.
Samuel said to Saul, "You have behaved yourself foolishly."
Samuel sọ fún Saul, ó ní ohùn àbí aláìlọ́gbọ́n.
If only you knew the plan and purpose of God for your life.
Tó bá yẹ kó o mọ ìpinnu Ọlọ́run fún ayé rẹ ni.
If only you knew where God intends to take you to.
Tó bá yẹ kó o mọ bí Ọlọ́run ṣe fẹ́ gbé ọ̀gá tó.
If he had asked you to come and be sleeping in church, you will sleep in church from morning till night.
Tó bá ní kó o máa wá sùn nínú ìjọ, wàá máa sùn bẹ́ẹ̀ lọ́sàn-án àti lóru.
May divine progress attend to your life.
Ọlọ́run ó jẹ́ kí ìtẹ̀síwájú láti ọ̀run wá.
This year, may your life be better.
Ayé wa yóò dára sí àmì.
This year I pray for you. You will not repeat the same old mistakes in the name of Jesus.
A ò tún ní gbogbo àwọn àṣìṣe tí àtẹ̀yìnwá ṣe lórúkọ Jésù.
Brethren, let us not be presumptuous.
Ẹ má kàn jẹ́ ká kàn máa ronú lásán. Eléyìí lè ṣe.
Let us not just assume that whatever promise we read in the Bible, it is automatic for us. They are not automatic.
Ká má kàn máa rò wípé gbogbo ìlérí tá a bá ti rí nínú Bíbélì ni yóò wá sí ìmúṣẹ.
There are terms and conditions to meet if those promises must be realized in your life and in my life.
Àwọn ìpele àti ìlànà wà tí àwọn ìlérí yìí yóò bá wá sí ìmúṣẹ nínú ayé wa.
So let us not be presumptuous.
Ẹ má jẹ́ ká kàn máa lérò lásán.
But let us pray and work hard to fulfill all the terms and conditions of the promises of God so that they can be fulfilled in our lives this year.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká gbàdúrà ká sì ṣiṣẹ́ takuntakun tí ó fi jẹ́ pé gbogbo àwọn ìlérí Ọlọ́run yóò fi wá sí ìmúṣẹ nínú ayé wa.
That is step number one.
Ìpele àkọ́kọ́ nìyí.
If.
Bí.
But if what?
Bí kíni?
2 Corinthians chapter 5. Verse 17.
Ìwé Kọ́rìntì kejì orí karùn-ún ẹsẹ̀ kẹtàdínlógún.
He says, if any man.
Ó ní bí ẹnikẹ́ni.
If any man.
Bí ẹnikẹ́ni.
And that word, any man, is unisex.
Ẹnikẹ́ni yìí takọtabo ni.
Whether male or female is talking about all of us.
Bóyá ọkùnrin àbóbìnrin gbogbo aló ń bá wí.
It means if anybody.
Ẹnikẹ́ni.
Anybody.
Ẹnikẹ́ni.
Male or female.
Bóyá ọkùnrin àbóbìnrin.
Black, white or coloured.
Dúdú funfun tàbí aláwọ̀ oríṣi mìíràn.
Old or young.
Àgbà àbọ́mọdé.
Whether you are a Nigerian, whether you are a Togolese, whether you are a Ghanaian, whether you are from Uganda or you are from Sudan, whether you are living in Japan or in China or in Saudi Arabia, it doesn't matter. If any man.
Kò nílò orílẹ̀-èdè ibi tí o ti lè wá bí ẹnikẹ́ni.
Rich or poor.
olowo tabi
kalika, tall or short,
o ga tabo kuru,
fat or slim,
o sanra abi ko
to, literate or illiterate,
o kawe tabi kuru ntun ni,
just any man,
enikeni,
just anybody,
enikeni,
is anybody,
bi enikeni,
is anybody,
bi enikeni.
See, God is not a respecter of persons.
Olorun ko si apole enikeni.
If you look all around you, you will see people that have been blessed by God.
To ba wo kakiri wa ri en ti Olorun bu ko,
it is because they are fulfilling certain terms and conditions of the promises of God.
Tori pe won mu gbogbo awon ase ati ilana Olorun kan wa si imuse ni.
It is not because God loves them more than you.
Ko se tori pe boya Olorun feran won ju o lo.
It is not because God prefers them more than yourself.
Bi pe boya Olorun fe won ju o lo.
The word of God says, if any man,
oro Olorun bi enikeni,
if anybody,
enikeni,
it doesn't matter who you may be,
ko nilo eni to le je.
The Bible says God is not a respecter of persons.
Bibeli ni ani Oluwa ki se eni ti o nbo wo fun enikeni.
In Revelation chapter 3 and verse 20.
Ninu iwe ifihan.
Again you will see a similar promise there.
Ori keta ese ogun.
He says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man, again, that same statement. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me.
Iwe ifihan ori keta ese ogun. Kiyesi, mo duro le enu ilekun, mo si nkankun, bi enikeni ba gbo ohun mi ti o si si ilekun, emi o si wole to wa, emi o si ma ba jeun ati ohun pelu mi.
Can't you see we all carry the same Bible?
Gbogbo ala n gbe Bible kan na.
Can't you see you are all listening to the same sermon?
Gbogbo ala n gbo iwasu kan na.
But as some people will make up their minds to obey God and do what God is saying, some people are so disobedient, they are so rebellious. As the sermon is coming, they are making up their mind. That is for that man. That is not for me. You are going to reap the fruits of your labor.
Bi awon kan tin pinu pe awon o se nkan ti oro Olorun ba wi, ibe la awon kan ma wa run aya won ki pe awon o ni se onikaluku.
God is not a respecter of persons. Your situation is the way it is, not because God hates you. Take your life. Let us examine it. How many of us here, you are a parent, either a father or a mother? You have two children. One is always gentle and obedient. You say sit down, he sits down.
Joko sibe, o joko.
You say come, he comes.
Wa, o da ilohun.
You say go, he goes.
O la, o daun.
You have another one.
O tun ni omiran.
Very disobedient.
Iyan o alaigboran ni.
Very stubborn.
O je alaigboran.
Very rebellious.
Lori kokon.
As a parent,
gaga bi obi,
is it not common sense?
Se ko se
which out of these two children are you going to prefer?
Iwo ninu awon omo yi ni o je eyi ta feran ju.
That is why the Spirit of God is saying to every one of us this year, don't just quote or claim the promises of God. Check yourself very well. Are you walking worthy of the terms and conditions of this promise? Oni oro Olorun bi
so gbomo gbomo fun wa pe ka ma kan dede ma so tabi ma gba awon leri Olorun ka ri daju pe a n sise na ni ibamu pelu awon ilana ati ase to ro mo awon ileri.
The promises of God are given to everybody.
Awon ileri yi gbogbo eniyan la bi fun.
But the terms and conditions of those promises are also given to everybody.
Gbogbo awon ilana ati ase to diro mo na gbogbo wa na la fi fun.
And that is why the Bible says if anybody, if anybody,
be any kind.
Step 3.
Pele keta.
Okay. He says if any man, and what's the next statement? Be in Christ.
Be any kind ba wa ninu Christi.
If any man be in Christ.
Bi enikeni ba wa ninu Christi.
So where you are matters.
Ibi to wa o se pataki.
See, your location is important to what God is going to do in your life this year.
Ibi to wa o se pataki ninu ti Olorun fe se ninu aye re lodun yi.
When Adam and Eve, the first couple human beings that God created, when they sinned.
Nigbati Adam ati Eva eni akoko, ti won se.
The first question God asked that man was, Adam, where are you?
Obere akoko ti Olorun bi ni pe Adam ni bo lo wa.
And God is asking all of us that same question. Where are you?
Olorun sin bi gbogbo wa na pe ni bo lo wa.
Because your location is important.
Nitori pe ibi to wa o se pataki.
Your location is crucial to what God is going to do in your life in this year 2020.
Ibi to wa yin o se pataki se ti Olorun fa se ninu igbese aye re ninu odun yi.
The children of Israel, they lamented in their song in Babylon in captivity.
Awon omo Israeli won sunkun ninu ore won nigba ti won wa ni inu igbekun ni Babyloni.
They sang and said, how shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land?
Won ko orin pe bawo la o se ma ko orin Olorun ni ile ajoji.
Listen to me. You cannot be outside of the will of God and pray that the promises of God should be fulfilled in your life.
A o le wa ni ita ipinu Olorun ka wa ni ki ile ri Olorun ko wa si imuse.
So the question to you this new year is, where are you?
Ibere si wa ni pe ni bo lo wa.
Are you in Christ or are you outside of Christ?
Se wo wa ninu Christi ni abi ni ita re lo wa.
The way you have been living your life until now, can you raise your right hand up boldly and claim that God is with you in your disobedience, in your foolishness, in your stubbornness, in your waywardness, in your recklessness, and in your rebellion?
Ninu gbogbo awon iwa afojudi, iwaruki ati aigboran won yi to nse, so le na owo tun re soke pe Olorun nife si o.
So God is asking you this morning, where are you?
Olorun bi wa ni bo lo wa.
Are you in Christ or you are outside of Christ?
Senu Christi lo wa ni abi ita Christi.
Are you in the will of God or you are outside the will of God?
So wa ninu ife Olorun bi abi ni ita re lo wa.
This year your location matters.
Ni odun yi ibi ti o wa o se pataki.
Your location will determine your destination.
Ibi ti o wa ni o fi ibi ti o nlo han.
And this is a challenge to all of you that are here and you are not born again.
Gbogbo eleyi je ipenija si gbogbo awa ta o ti je atunbi.
If you are here and you are not born again,
to ba wa nbi to ti di atunbi,
make sure you don't leave this place without giving your life to Christ.
Ri wi pe o lo la life aye re fun Jesu loni.
You have been born again but you went back from following Christ to begin to live your own wayward life. Today is the time for you to return and to be restored.
Ninu Christi sugbon o ti koko dara to tin rin rin ajo ti re lona. Oni je ojo na fun e lati pada sinu Christi.
This is also a challenge to all half-hearted lukewarm Christians who are neither in, they are not fully in, and they are not fully out.
Ile na si tun je ipenija ti awon Christiani to je wi pe won o gbona won o tutu. Won lowo wo won o sinu le won o sinita ese kan bi ese kan lohun.
They are like Peter.
Won dabi Peteru.
The Bible says concerning Peter that although he was following Christ, he was only following him how? From afar.
O dabi Peteru. Bibeli ni o tele Jesu o, sugbon tele lati ibi to jina.
See, although there are many churches in Nigeria, most Nigerian Christians are like that.
Opolopo ijo lo wa Nigeria yi, sugbon opolopo Christiani bi won se ri niyan.
Most of us are only playing pranks with God.
A kan se bo se wu wa ni. A se boju boju pelu Olorun.
We are not fully inside and we are not fully outside.
A o fi gbogbo ara wa ninu ile, a o fi gbogbo ara wa nita.
Such people are gambling with their lives.
Iru awon eniyan bayi won ta kalokalo pelu aye
won. Don't wait until you die.
Ma se duro nigba to ba ku.
And you meet Jesus face to face.
To wa ri Jesu loju ko roju.
And you say, I was a member of Lifeline Bible Church.
Mo wa to so fun pe mo ma je omo ijo Lifeline.
See, is the one who is going to say to you, depart from me, I know you not, you are a worker of unrighteousness.
Oni yo so wi pe kuro lodo mi, emi o mo ri onisese.
So don't just sit with us in the church and you are living your life in such a reckless way and manner.
E ma kan je pe e wa ninu ijo te wa pelu awon ara e wa n gbegbe si aye yin bo se wu yin.
Don't let year 2020 be another year of self-deceit. Enough of deceiving yourself. Make up your mind this new year. If you want to serve God, serve Him very well. Serve Him with all your strength. Serve Him with all your soul. Serve Him with all your heart. Serve Him with all your might. Serve Him with your time.
Pẹ̀lú àkókò rẹ.
Serve Him with your talent.
Pẹ̀lú talent rẹ.
Serve Him with your money.
Pẹ̀lú owó rẹ pẹ̀lú.
Serve Him with your energy.
Pẹ̀lú agbára rẹ.
Enough of this hanky-panky game with God.
Ká má ṣe ìmẹ́lẹ́ àti bójú-bójú
ìwọ. If you are not serious with God this year, God also will not be serious with you.
Ẹnikẹ́ni tí kò bá kọ Ọlọ́run kún, Ọlọ́run ò ní kà kún.
Make up your mind.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká pinnu nínú ọkàn wa.
To be fully in Christ. May
I wà nínú Kristi lẹ́kùnrẹ́rẹ́ nínú ọdún yìí.
Make up your mind to fully follow Jesus Christ this year.
Ká pinnu pé a ó tẹ̀lé Jésù lẹ́kùnrẹ́rẹ́ rẹ̀ nínú ọdún yìí.
Stop doing one leg in, one leg out. Stop walking like a crab.
Ká má máa rìn bí alákànmọ́.
Maintain a steadfast walk with God this year.
Ká dúró nínú ìwà nínú ìrìn tó tọ́ pẹ̀lú Ọlọ́run.
The Bible says, if any man be where?
In Christ.
It's only those who are in Christ. If you are outside of Christ, no new things in your life.
Ẹnikẹ́ni tó bá wà ní òde Kristi kò sí nǹkan tuntun tí yóò ṣẹlẹ̀ ńbẹ̀.
This promise is only for those who are inside.
Ó wà fún àwọn tí ó wà nínú Kristi nìkan.
For this promise of the word of God to be realized in your life,
fún ìlérí yìí láti wá sí ìmúṣẹ
láyé wa, you must make sure you are located inside of Christ.
A gbọ́dọ̀ rí pé a wà nínú Kristi.
All of you who are located outside of Christ as at this moment I'm talking, relocate yourself with immediate effect.
Gbogbo àwọn tó jẹ́ pé a ò lè bá wọn nínú Kristi, ẹ kàn padà wá sínú Kristi lẹ́sẹ̀kẹsẹ̀.
Relocate yourself from outside of Christ into Christ Jesus.
Ẹgbẹ́ ẹ̀dá ara yín padà kúrò ní ìta Kristi sí inú Kristi.
Relocate yourself from outside of the will of God and bring yourself into the center of the will of God this year.
Ẹ̀dá ara yín padà sínú ọ̀gangan èrò Ọlọ́run fún ayé yín.
Please let all of us remember.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí gbogbo wọn rántí.
That this promise of the word of God is only for those who are where?
Christ.
In Christ.
Pé ìlérí yìí wà fún àwọn tó wà nínú Kristi.
If you are not in Christ,
tó o bá wà nínú Kristi,
this promise is not for you.
Ìlérí yìí ò sí fún ọ.
Step number 4.
Ìpele kẹrin.
For these people.
Fún àwọn èèyàn yìí.
The Bible says, if any man be in Christ.
Bí ẹnikẹ́ni bá wà nínú Kristi.
The newness attend to such.
Ohun tuntun a sì bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní ṣẹlẹ̀.
He is a new creature.
A di ẹ̀dá tuntun.
He is a new creature.
Yóò di ẹ̀dá tuntun.
See, Jesus is not just a creator. Jesus is also a re-creator.
Jésù kò kàn kí ṣe aṣẹ̀dá nìkan, ó tún jẹ́ ẹni tó tún lè tún ẹ̀dá ṣe.
Or the author of the new creation.
Tàbí ó jẹ́ orísun nǹkan tuntun.
See, by Adamic sin, a terrible damage was done to our lives, all of us.
Nípa ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ ti Ádámù, ìbàjẹ́ ńlá ó ti wọnú ayé gbogbo wa.
That is why the Bible says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Òní Bíbélì ní gbogbo èèyàn ló ti ṣẹ̀ tí wọ́n ti kùnà ògo Ọlọ́run.
See, I was in sin just like anybody.
A ní àwọn àwa náà wà nínú ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ bí ẹnikẹ́ni ṣe lè wà mẹ́.
You know, when we call some people sinner, it's not because they are worse than the pastor.
Kò ń ṣe torí pé bóyá wọ́n burú ju olùṣọ́ àgùntàn lọ.
In fact, many pastors have done worse things than even what many church members have done.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ olùṣọ́ àgùntàn mìíràn tí ẹ ti ṣe ń tó burú ju tí ọmọ ìjọ mìíràn ṣe lọ.
But the problem is, the challenge is, at some point, every man must find his way to Christ.
Ṣùgbọ́n ohun tó ìpèníjà ibẹ̀ náà ni pé ní ojú ọ̀nà ìrìn àjò ayé yìí, ẹni oníkálukú ní láti wá ìrìn wọn nínú Jésù.
And because he is the real creator.
Orípò sì ni ẹni tó máa ń ṣẹ̀dá.
He is the one who recreates our lives.
Òun náà ló máa ń tún ayé wa ṣe.
Once I was bad.
Nígbà kan mo bàjẹ́.
But he recreated me and now I am good.
Ó tún mi ṣe, mo sì wá dára báyìí.
Once I was lost.
Nígbà kan rí mo sọnù.
In sin and trespasses.
Nínú ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ àti nínú ẹ̀rí kọjá.
He located me, he found me. And now I am found.
Ó bá mi pàdé, ó wá mi rí, mo sì di ẹni rí.
Once I was blind.
Nígbà kan mo fọ́jú.
I was a complete stranger to this God.
Mo jẹ́ àjòjì pátápátá sí Ọlọ́run yìí.
But he found me and he restored my spiritual sight.
Ṣùgbọ́n ó bá mi pàdé, ó sì dá ojú ẹ̀mí mi padà.
And it is not because I am special to him.
Kò ṣe nítorí pé mo yà jẹ́ àrà ọ̀tọ̀ kan.
It is because I came to him.
Nítorí pé mo tọ̀ ọ́ wá ni.
What he did in my life.
N tó ṣe nínú ayé mi yìí.
The transformation he carried out in me.
Àtúnṣe ọ̀tún tó ṣe yìí.
He can carry it out in your own life also.
Ó lè ṣe nínú ayé tiẹ̀ náà.
If you come to him.
Tó o bá tọ̀ ọ́ wá.
That is why he says, anyone who comes unto me, I will in no wise cast out. Is anybody
ẹnikẹ́ni tó bá tọ̀ wá òun ò ní tawọ́n nù.
Then you begin to wonder why is it that some people will just harden their heart and they will refuse.
Pé báwo làwọn kan ṣe wá ṣe ọkàn wọn le tí wọ́n kọ̀ láti tọ̀ ọ́ lọ.
Jesus wants to help them, they will refuse.
Jésù fẹ́ ràn wọ́n lọ́wọ́ ṣùgbọ́n wọ́n á kọ̀ jálẹ̀.
He wants to forgive them and wash away their sins and yet they will refuse.
Ó fẹ́ dárí ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ wọn jì wọ́n kó fọ̀ wọ́n mọ́ wọn á kọ̀.
He wants to bless them and make their lives better yet they will refuse.
Ó fẹ́ bùkún fún wọn kó sọ ayé wọn di èyí tó dára sí wọ́n á sì tún kọ̀ jálẹ̀.
They will refuse and stay under the bondage of Satan and Satan will be punishing their lives and if care is not taken until Satan will kill them in that trouble.
Wọ́n á dúró nínú ìgbèkùn Sátani. A pọ̀ wọn lójú àní wọn lára tí wọn ò bá dẹ̀ kíyèsí ara a ṣe bẹ́ẹ̀ títí tí ó fi pa wọ́n.
If any of you will relocate this morning.
Tí ẹnikẹ́ni bá lè tún ààyè rẹ̀ ṣe.
And you will relocate from outside the will of God into the center of the will of God.
Tí ó kúrò níbi ìlòdì sí ìfẹ́ Ọlọ́run wá sínú ìfẹ́ rẹ̀.
He will make out of your life a new creation.
A sì mú ohun ọ̀tun jáde nínú ayé rẹ̀.
Because he is the potter.
Torí pé òun ni amọ̀kòkò.
The Bible tells us whenever a potter is working on the wheel.
Bíbélì ní nígbà tí amọ̀kòkò bá ń ṣiṣẹ́ lórí amọ̀ rẹ̀.
Even if any damage be done.
Tó bá ti ẹ̀jẹ̀ pé àṣìṣe kan wáyé.
The potter can break that piece of clay all over and remold it and it will be even much more beautiful than the previous one.
Amọ̀kòkò yìí ó lágbára láti tún amọ̀ yìí kó pòpọ̀ kó títún tún ṣe tí ó tún wá mú nǹkan tó dá ohun èlò tó dára jáde láti ara amọ̀ yìí.
Whatever damage Satan might have done to your life.
Kò nílò bí ìbàjẹ́ tún náà ṣe lè burú sí tí Sátani ṣe sí ayé wa.
This year as you release yourself to him.
Ní ọdún yìí bó ṣe ń yọ̀ǹda ara rẹ fún.
He will recreate you.
Yóò tún ọ dá.
He will recreate you.
Yóò tún ọ dá.
He will make out of your life a new creature.
Yóò mú ẹ̀dá ọ̀tún jáde látinú ayé rẹ.
All those bad parts of your life.
Gbogbo ibi tó burú nínú ayé rẹ ni.
All those damaged parts of your life.
Gbogbo ibi tí àwọn ìbàjẹ́ ti bá yìí.
The Lord is going to recreate and is going to make them to become brand new altogether.
Ọlọ́run a sì tún wọn ṣe, a wá mú wọn di ọ̀tún.
What a great and glorious transformation this is.
Báwo ni àtúnṣe yìí yóò ṣe wá tóbi tó?
You see, it is a foolish thing to remain outside of Christ.
Ó jẹ́ nǹkan àìlọ́gbọ́n kéèyàn wà ní òde Kristi.
Living outside of Christ is living in slavery.
Bẹ́ẹ̀yàn bá ń gbé ní òde Kristi irú ẹni bí a máa gbé nínú ẹrú.
Every person that is living outside of Christ is living as a slave to sin and as a slave to Satan.
Ẹnikẹ́ni tó bá ń gbé ní ìta Kristi yóò máa gbé gẹ́gẹ́ bí ẹrú sí ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ àti ẹrú sí Sátani.
If you come to Christ today, he will set you free.
Tó o bá wá sọ́dọ̀ Kristi lónìí, yóò sì sọ ọ́ dòmìnira.
He will remove all those bad parts of your life.
A mú gbogbo àwọn tí ò dára kúrò ní inú ara rẹ.
And he will make your life brand new.
A sì wá jẹ́ kí ayé rẹ kó di ọ̀tún.
But the big question is, will you allow him to work on your life?
Ìbéèrè ńlá náà ni pé ṣé ó wá gbà láyè láti ṣiṣẹ́ nínú ayé rẹ bí.
In Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 26.
Nínú ìwé òwe orí kẹtàlélógún ẹsẹ̀ kẹrìndínlọ́gbọ̀n.
God said there, my son, Give me your heart. My son, give me your heart. And if you are female, he's saying to you, my daughter, give me your heart. A lot of you are just suffering for nothing. That is why Jesus Christ said in Matthew 11 verse 28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
If
you want to rest for yourself this
year,
then relocate from outside of the will of Christ where you are presently and come right into the center of his will. And you shall have rest. We have dealt with part 4. Now let's move on to step 5. If any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. Step 5 now says, all things are passed away. All things are passed away. Jesus specializes in taking away old things.
Jesus Christ, oju o mo ati ma mo ohun atijo ati ma ko won kuro.
I am sure when we were all preparing ourselves to enter into the new year,
won nigba ti gbogbo wa gbaradi lati wonu odun yi,
a lot of us have to clear a lot of old dirty things away from our houses. The same thing the Lord wants to do in your life this year. All things will pass away in your life. All sins will pass away in your life. All sicknesses will pass away in your life. All weaknesses will pass away in your life. Old limitations will pass away in your life. Old pains will pass away in your life. Old sorrows will pass away in your life. Old defeats will pass away in your life. Old failures will pass away in your life. Old shame and reproaches will pass away in your life.
Abuku, adiohun atayinwa.
Even old debts, all those areas of your life that have been dying,
gbogbo awon bi to ti ku ninu aye wa,
the Lord will cause them to pass away.
Olorun a mu won koja lo.
And instead of those things dying, this new year they will begin to live in the name of Jesus.
Won si ma gba iye loruko Jesu.
All of us today,
gbogbo wa lapapo
lo, we need to pray.
Ani lati gbadura.
We need to ask the Lord.
Ani lati bi Olorun.
We need to trust him.
Ani lati gbagba.
All those old bad things of our life, let us invite him in. Let us allow him to take them away. All the rubbish, all the garbages of our lives, why must you continue to hold tightly to them? Every old ungodly habit that has not added any value to your life, instead of you moving forward, you are stagnant or you are even retrogressing. All those things that have been putting you into trouble in the past, this year, why don't you allow the Lord? Allow the Lord. Give them to him. Give them to him. There is an old song.
It
says, give them all. Give them all. Give them all to Jesus. Shattered dreams, wounded hearts, broken homes. Give them all, give them all, Give them all to Jesus, and he will turn your sorrow into joy. All these old bad things of our lives, let us allow the Lord to carry them away.
Gbogbo awon nkan ibaje ti ko da to je tati jona aye wa yi, e je ki Jesu ko ko won kuro.
Let us allow him this year.
E je ka gba laye lodun yi.
To give us beauty for ashes.
O fun wa ni ewa fun eru.
To give us the oil of joy for mourning. And to give us the garment of praise instead of the spirit of heaviness. For all of us all together, whether you are male or female, whether you are old or young, whether you are literate or illiterate, whether you are rich or you are poor,
boya olowo abi otalaka,
it is time to seek the Lord.
Akoko lati wa Olorun niyi.
Please say to your neighbor, it is time to seek the Lord.
Eja so fa wa akoko niyi lati wa Olorun.
Say to yourself, it is time for me to seek God.
Eja so fa akoko akoko fun mi lati wa Olorun.
So the Bible says, all things are passed away.
Gbogbo tati jo yo koja lo.
It is my prayer for you.
Won gba ladura.
That all those old things.
Gbogbo awon kan tati jo yi.
All those old chains.
Gbogbo awon ewon yi.
All those old shackles.
Gbogbo awon ewon ati ide won yi.
That Satan had used to tie you down.
Eyi ti Satan fi di wa mole.
That have not allowed you to move and to walk with God.
Gbogbo eyi ti ko je ka le ba Olorun rin.
That have not allowed you to move at the pace and the rate that God will want you to move.
Ti o je ka le rin ni ipele ati igbese ti Olorun fe ka bo rin.
This year the Lord will break them.
Amen. Olorun a de fo won tun.
And this year the Lord will set you free.
Olorun a so wa di ominira.
You will be free to move, you will be free to walk.
O gba ominira lati rin.
You will go at God's pace and rate for your life this year.
O ma rin ni ipele ti Olorun fun aye re.
Your progress this year shall no longer be impeded. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now let's quickly move on to step number 6. And that one again is one word. He said, behold. Please say with me, behold.
Behold.
What is the meaning of that word, behold? He says, see. Or look. God is pointing your attention to something this year.
Olorun dari re si o pe akiyesi e si nkan kan.
There are certain things that God is pointing our attention to this year.
Awon nkan wa ti Olorun fi akiyesi wa to
pe si. And he wants us to see them.
O fe ka ri.
May you see what God is pointing your attention to this year in the name of Jesus.
Amen. O ri awon ti Olorun pe akiyesi re si loruko Jesu.
So he's saying to every one of us,
o ba gbogbo wa soro.
Behold.
Akiyesi.
See.
Oh.
Don't just come to church.
Ma wa sinu ijo lasan.
Open your eyes and see.
La oju re ko ri.
Open your eyes and look.
La oju re ko ri ran.
And see the vision that God is projecting before you.
Ori iran ti Olorun gbe kale niwaju re.
There is a vision for every one of us this year.
Kan wa fun ni kaluku ni odun yi.
There is a vision for every man in church this year.
Iran kan wa fun awon okunrin ni fun gbogbo okunrin ninu ijo.
There is a vision for every woman in church this year.
Iran wa fun gbogbo obirin ninu ijo.
There is a vision for every child in church this year.
Gbogbo omode ninu ijo iran wa fun.
There is a vision for every student in church this year.
Gbogbo akeko ninu ijo iran wa fun.
There is a vision for every professional this year.
Gbogbo awon olokowo akosemose.
There are certain visions that God is projecting before businessmen and women this year.
Àwọn ìran kan wà tí Ọlọ́run gbé síwájú àwọn olókoòwò àti oníṣòwò.
But how shall we profit by these visions? Báwo, if we don't open our eyes to see.
Báwo la ó lè ṣe lè ṣe rere pẹ̀lú àwọn ìran yìí tá ò bá la ojú wa?
And so God is saying to all of us, behold.
Ọlọ́run sọ fún gbogbo wa pé kíyèsí.
Open your eyes and see.
La ojú rẹ kó rí.
Therefore all of us need to pray this year.
Gbogbo wa ní láti gbàdúrà.
Against every form of spiritual blindness.
Láwọn máa gbàdúrà tako gbogbo àwọn ìfọ́jú nínú ẹ̀mí.
This year The Lord will deliver you from spiritual blindness.
Ọlọ́run á gbà wá kúrò nínú ìfọ́jú nínú ẹ̀mí.
A man just heard that Jesus Christ was passing.
Ọlọ́run ọkùnrin kan gbọ́ pé Jésù ń kọjá lọ.
Blind Bartimaeus.
Afọ́jú Bartimaeus.
He couldn't see.
Kò ríran.
But he heard that Jesus was passing.
Ó gbọ́ pé Jésù ń kọjá.
Can't you hear?
Ṣé wo lè gbọ́?
That Jesus is beginning to move again in 2020.
Jésù ti ń lọ nínú ọdún yìí.
And blind Bartimaeus raised his voice loud and clear.
Bartimaeus, o la enu re.
He said, Jesus,
o pariwo Jesus,
thou son of David,
omo Davidi,
have mercy on me.
Sanu fun mi.
The Bible says, as many as who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Bibeli ni gbogbo eniyan ti o pe oruko Oluwa la o gbala.
If only you will call upon the name of the Lord this year,
to ba ma pe oruko Olorun lodun yi,
you shall be saved.
A o gba ola.
You shall be healed.
A o wosan.
You shall be delivered.
A o si tu osile.
You will overcome every problem that Satan brings across your way in the name of Jesus.
Gbogbo awon isoro ti Satan le mu wa si iwaju
re. Blind Bartimaeus prayed.
Afoju Bartimaeus o
gba. He raised his voice.
Bartimaeus o gbo la enu re soke.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Thou son of David.
Iwa omo Davidi.
Have mercy upon me.
Sanu fun mi.
And when Jesus asked him,
nigbati Jesu bi lere,
what should I do for you?
Kilo fe ki n se fun o?
That man did not have two requests.
Ọkùnrin yóò ní ìbéèrè méjì.
But one.
Ẹyọ kan pe.
He said, Lord,
o ni Oluwa,
that I may receive my sight.
Kéke mi ki o le ríran.
This year you will receive your sight.
Ní ọdún ni o ríran.
You know there are some of you,
ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ wa,
when you come to church,
nígbà tá a bá wá sínú ìjọ,
and somebody is giving a prophecy,
tẹ́nìkan bá ń sọ̀rọ̀ àsọtẹ́lẹ̀,
or somebody gives a word of knowledge,
tàbí sọ̀rọ̀ ìmọ̀ kan,
or somebody gives a word of wisdom,
tàbí ọ̀rọ̀ ọgbọ́n,
or somebody is ministering deliverance and as hands have been laid, you see people gyrating and tumbling and falling. Say, ah, how did they do that?
Fọwọ́kànyàn àwọn ènìyàn wá.
How did they do that?
Bàbá ò náà ṣe ṣe léyìí.
This year the Lord will heal your spiritual blindness.
Lónìí nínú ọdún yìí Ọlọ́run yóò wù ọ́
sí. He will open your eyes.
Yóò la ojú rẹ.
And you will begin to see things in the spirit realm.
Yóò jẹ́ kó o máa ríran nínú ẹ̀mí.
He will open your ears.
Yóò la etí rẹ.
And you will begin to hear the voice of God Almighty.
O máa gbọ́ ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run Olódùmarè ohun Ọlọ́run
Olódùmarè. Saying to you each day, this is the way, walking in it.
Tí o máa sọ fún ẹ lójoojúmọ́ pé ọ̀nà nìyí máa rìn nínú rẹ̀.
Some of you can see.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ wa la lè rí.
But not very well.
Ṣùgbọ́n ò rí dáadáa.
In the book of Mark chapter 8.
Nínú ìwé Mark orí kẹjọ.
There was another blind man there in Bethsaida.
Àfọ́jú kan náà wà ní Bethsaida.
And then he came to Christ.
Ó wá sí ọ̀dọ̀ Kristi.
And then Jesus spat on his face.
Jésù wá tutọ́ sójú rẹ̀.
And touched his eyes.
Ó fọwọ́ pọ́ ojú rẹ̀.
And then the man could see.
Ọkùnrin yìí wá ríran.
But he wasn't seeing clearly.
Kò ríran dáadáa, ó ríran
báyìí. So when Jesus asked him, what can you see?
Nígbà tí Jésù bi léèrè, kí ló lè rí?
He said, I see men like what? Like trees. You will not see men like trees this year.
Amen. Ó ní mo rí àwọn ènìyàn, wọ́n dàbí igi, a ò ní rí ènìyàn bí igi lọ́dún yìí.
See, 2019 will be the end of bye-bye vision in your life.
Ọdún tó kọjá yìí ni ó jẹ́ òpin ọdún tá a máa ríran bye-bye.
You will not just have vision this year, you will have clear cut vision.
A ó rí ìran tí ó mọ́lẹ̀ kedere.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we should pray that the Lord should heal our blindness.
A ó gbàdúrà pé kí Ọlọ́run kó wo ìfọ́jú wa.
Whether physical blindness or spiritual blindness.
Bóyá nínú ẹ̀mí àbí nínú ara.
Because God is saying, behold.
Orípe Ọlọ́run ni kíyèsí.
He wants us to see certain things.
Ó fẹ́ ká rí àwọn nǹkan kankan.
And for us to see.
Fún wa láti rí.
Our eyes must be open.
Ojú wa gbọ́dọ̀ là.
And our vision must be clear.
Ìran wa gbọ́dọ̀ wà kedere.
But it does not end there.
Kò wá parí síbẹ̀.
I say again, when God says behold.
Nígbà tí Ọlọ́run ní kíyèsí.
He's not just talking to us alone.
Kò ń ṣe pé bá wa nìkan sọ̀rọ̀.
But he's also talking to people around us.
Ó tún sọ̀rọ̀ sí àwọn èèyàn tó yí wa ká.
For example, when John the Baptist was introducing Jesus Christ.
Fún àpẹẹrẹ, nígbà tí Jésù ti Jòhánù, onítẹ̀bọmi fi Jésù hàn.
He pointed to Jesus.
Ó nàka sí Jésù.
And he said, behold.
Ó ní ẹ kíyèsí.
The Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world.
Àgùntàn Ọlọ́run tó mú gbogbo ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ aráyé lọ.
That statement was not addressed to John, to Jesus Christ.
Kò ṣe Jésù Kristì ni a sọ̀rọ̀ yìí fún.
That statement was addressed to all the people who are gathered together in that place that day.
Gbogbo àwọn ènìyàn tí wọ́n kóra pọ̀ jọ nígbà yẹn ni ọ̀rọ̀ yìí bá wí.
This year the Lord is going to say concerning you to people all around you, he will point to you and say, behold.
Nínú ọdún yìí gbogbo àwọn ènìyàn tó yí ọká Ọlọ́run yóò sọ wípé kíyèsí.
Behold my son.
Ẹ wo ọmọ mi yìí.
My good and wonderful son.
Ọmọ mi yìí tó dára tó rẹwà.
Behold my daughter.
Ẹ wo ọmọ mi obìnrin yìí.
My good and great daughter.
Tó dára tó sì tóbi.
Behold my servant.
Ẹ wo ìránṣẹ́ mi yìí.
My good and faithful servant.
Ìránṣẹ́ mi tó dára tó jẹ́ olótìtọ́.
This year the Lord will introduce you to people around.
Amen. Ní ọdún yìí Ọlọ́run yóò fi ọ̀ràn fún àwọn ènìyàn tó yí ọ̀ká.
Listen to me this morning.
Ní ká tẹ́tí.
This year.
Nínú ọdún yìí.
The Lord wants to make a spectacle of many of us.
Ọlọ́run fẹ́ sọ wá di ìran wíwò.
He wants to make us a showpiece.
Ó fẹ́ sọ wá di ohun tí àwọn ènìyàn yóò máa gbé tí wọ́n máa yiri wò.
He wants to display his anointing in your life.
Ó fẹ́ fi àmì òróró rẹ̀ hàn nínú ayé wa.
He wants to display his wisdom in your life.
Ó fẹ́ fi ọgbọ́n rẹ̀ hàn nínú ayé rẹ̀.
He wants to display his power in your life.
Ó fẹ́ fi agbára rẹ̀ hàn nínú ayé rẹ̀.
He wants to display his blessings in your life.
Ní ìbùkún rẹ̀ ó fẹ́ fi hàn.
He wants to display his glory in your life.
Ó fẹ́ fi ògo rẹ̀ hàn.
He wants to point to everybody around.
Ó fẹ́ fi kọ gbogbo ènìyàn.
He wants to direct them to look at you.
Ó fẹ́ kí wọ́n wá wò ọ́.
And say, behold.
Pé ẹ wò ẹ kíyèsí.
This is the way I bless my faithful servant.
Bí mo ṣe ń bùkún àwọn ìránṣẹ́ mi olótìtọ́
nìyí. This is the way I show myself strong and mighty on behalf of those who faithfully serve me.
Bí mo ṣe ń fi ara mi hàn bẹ́ẹ̀ bí olókun àti alágbára lórí àwọn ènìyàn tó sìn mí nínú òtítọ́ àtòdodo nìyí.
This year may the Lord make you a spectacle.
Amen. Nínú ọdún yìí Ọlọ́run yóò fi ẹ ṣe ìran
àpẹẹrẹ. May the Lord make you a showpiece.
Ọlọ́run yóò fi ẹhun tí gbogbo ènìyàn yóò máa wá wò.
In John chapter 9 there was a story of that man that was born blind and was healed by Jesus.
Nínú ìwé Jòhánù orí kẹsàn-án ìtàn ọkùnrin tí a bí pẹ̀lú ìfọ́jú yẹn wà ń bẹ̀.
And people were wondering, how did he get healed?
Àwọn èèyàn wá wò pé báwo ló ṣe gba ìwòsàn.
They were asking themselves, how did he get healed?
Báwo ló ṣe rí ìwòsàn.
At a time they went to his parents. How did your son get healed?
Wọ́n lọ bá àwọn òbí rẹ̀. Báwo lọmọ yín yìí ṣe rí
ìwòsàn? The parents said, he is of age, go and ask him.
Àwọn òbí rẹ̀ ní ṣe bí ó níye lórí ó pọ̀n ẹ lọ bá.
The Lord made that man a spectacle and a showpiece.
Ọlọ́run ló ṣe bẹ́ẹ̀ tó di ènìyàn àwòtúnwò.
In Acts chapter 4.
Nínú ìwé èsì àpòstólì orí kẹrin.
Or in chapter 3 at the beautiful gate.
Ní orí kẹta ní géètì tó dára.
A lame man was healed by Peter and John.
Arákùnrin kan tó jẹ́ arọ bí Pétérù àti Jòhánù wọ́n wòsàn.
And the Bible says as he got up.
Bó ṣe dìde dúró.
He was beginning to jump everywhere.
Ó bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní fò sókè.
Everywhere.
Ó ń fò sókè káàkiri.
And then they were wondering.
Àwọn èèyàn wá wò ó.
How could this man have been healed?
Pé báwo lọkùnrin yìí ṣe gba ìwòsàn rẹ̀ yìí.
And then they were beginning to wonder.
Wọ́n wá ń wò ó yà wọ́n lẹ́nu.
This year.
Lọ́dún yìí.
God will so bless you.
Ọlọ́run ó bùkún ọ tó bẹ̀ gẹ́.
That people will look at you and they will wonder.
Báwọn èèyàn yóò máa yanu tí yóò máa yà àwọn èèyàn lẹ́nu.
They will not know your source.
Wọ́n ní mọ orísun rẹ.
They will not know the secret of your life.
Wọ́n ní mọ àṣírí rẹ.
Because God Almighty will be your secret.
Nítorí pé Ọlọ́run ni yóò jẹ́ àṣírí
rẹ. In the mighty name of Jesus. This year you are going to testify.
Ní ọdún yìí ó jẹ́rìí.
This year you are going to rejoice.
Ní ọdún yìí ó yọ̀.
This year the Lord is going to give you new songs of praise to sing to his name.
Ọlọ́run fi orin tuntun sí ọ lẹ́nu láti kọ.
You are going to sing, come and see yo.
Ọkùnrin ẹ wá wò ó.
You don't want to sing? Come and see yo.
Come and see.
Wait now. We are talking about behold. This year they are going to behold the glory of God on your life. They are going to sing with you. You are going to say, come and see you.
Come and see.
You will go to Agege bus stop and shout to everybody, come and see you.
Come and see.
Ikeja bus stop, come and see you. Idumota people, they will hear when this year. You will sing for them. Come and see, oh.
Come and see.
Come and see what the Lord has done.
Come and see what the Lord has done.
Ewa, whoa. there's another version. Ewa wo ti Jesu se. Ewa wo ti Jesu se. Ale wi le se. Ale se le wi. Oran irawo re si wa. Ewa wo. That is what behold means.
To tumo si pe ewa wo niyan.
See, we Christians in Nigeria, we are the ones limiting the hands of our God.
Our Christiani ninu orilede yi awa la nge awa Olorun kuru ninu aye.
We are the ones who have not been serious with this our Jesus.
Awa la o ni focus taratara si Jesu yi.
Oh, how I pray that Nigerian Christians will be serious in the way we serve the Lord.
Bawo ni ba ti ri ti awu ti awon Christian in Nigeria ton ba fi tokan tokan to to sin Olorun.
And then the Lord will show himself mighty and strong on our behalf.
Ara re han gege bi alagbara ni aye wa.
Wonderful. Wonderful. You know, this year you are going to sing lots of wonderful songs. Now let's come to the last step.
Ipele to gbeyin.
The Bible says all things have become new. The Lord renews not just people, he renews things, material things, inanimate things
also.
Everything concerning you this year shall be renewed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
He didn't say just few things. He didn't say only some things. He says all things. Everybody say with me, all. I want you to say it loud and clear, all. I want you to shout it louder, all. All things concerning you this year will become new in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
He says all things. This year the Lord will renew you.
Amen.
This year the Lord will renew all things around you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Are you ready for this newness? Are you ready to pray? Because we are about to pray now. But before we pray, let me quickly give us some facts about year 2020. Number one is that that figure 2020 connotes balance.
Number 2020, yeah, obi on ko to pe to gunrege.
It connotes good symmetry and balance.
O je nkan to gunrege ti nkan ko yin ge.
This year your life shall not be lopsided.
Ni odun yi aye re o ni wo si
akoko. But this year your life shall be well balanced.
Olorun o je ki aye re ko gunrege.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Then doctors talk about vision 2020. When doctors describe the vision of a person as
2020,
it means that your vision is full and it is wide range and it is far reaching. That is vision
2020.
This year your vision shall be full. This year your vision shall be wide range. This year your vision shall be far reaching. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now you students, listen to me. If a student writes an exam or writes a test and it is said that the student scores 20 over 20. What does it mean to you? It means 100%. The blessing of God in your life this year will not be half.
Amen.
It will not be one quarter. It will not even be three quarter. It will be 2020 in the name of Jesus. Oh, are you getting excited this morning? Are you getting ready to pray? We are going to pray. All of us, every exam we are going to write this year, it shall be what? 20 over 20.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It connotes fullness. The blessing of God in your life this year shall be full. You know, Jesus Christ said, I have come that they may have life and have it out more abundantly. That will be your portion this year in the name of Jesus. Again, point number four, 2020 is a leap year. Every leap year has an extra day. This year, God will visit you with extra grace, extra anointing, extra blessing. Everything God will do for you and with you this year shall be with extra in the name of Jesus. And lastly, there are three nations that are very, very close to my heart. And year 2020 is very, very unique for these three nations. This year 2020, Nigeria will be 60 years old as a nation. So we cannot but pray for Nigeria and say, Lord, we have tarried too long upon this mountain. This year 2020, you must move us forward. You know, America is close to my heart as a nation. And you know that this year 2020, America is going to have a presidential election. And America, you know that that nation is crucial to the rest of us in this generation. Most economies of nations are denominated in the dollar. If America coughs, many nations will catch cold. If anything happens to the dollars, the economies and currencies of many nations will suffer. And that is why we must not be careless even concerning that nation. That is why a genuine servant of God is raised for his generation as a watchman. And another nation that is very, very crucial and should concern all of us is the nation of Israel. And you know that Israel is very, very crucial to the entire Middle East and to the peace of the whole world in this end time. Just this January, Satan has already ignited a fire in the Middle East. And there is great concern that if care is not taken and that problem is not quickly nipped in the bud, is going to destabilize that entire region. This year 2020, and some people are beginning to think, if care is not taken, then third world war can be ignited this year 2020. But my own Bible tells me that we should resist the devil, and then he's going to flee from us. We are going to resist the devil on behalf of Nigeria. We are going to resist the devil on behalf of America. We are going to resist the devil on behalf of the nation of
Israel.
Don't forget, the Bible even commands all of us Christians to pray continually for the peace of Jerusalem. And God has already promised us that as many as are engaged in that, praying for the peace of Jerusalem, God said they shall prosper.
Bíbélì ni àwọn tó bá sì ń gbàdúrà fún àlàáfíà Ísíráélì wọn ó ṣe rere.
So even if you don't want to pray for Israel because you are concerned, pray because your prosperity is also tied to praying for that nation.
A ní láti gbàdúrà fún torí pé ìṣe rere wa àdìrọ rẹ̀ mọ́ orílẹ̀-èdè Ísíráélì.
People of God, are you ready to pray?
Ènìyàn Ọlọ́run ṣáà ṣetán láti.
Thank you for listening to. For more inquiry, contact us at www.lifelinebiblechurch.com. Thank you.